Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The main rebel coalition in Syria says it's willing to accept a temporary truce, but only if Russia calls a halt to its airstrikes and the Damascus government ends its offensive near the Syrian-Turkish border. Meantime, there has been some progress in delivering shipments to civilian neighborhoods under siege by Syrian government troops and their allies. In U.S. presidential politics, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has won what's known as the First in the West Nevada Democratic Caucus, defeating Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a margin of 52-48. National correspondent for VOA Jim Malone with results of the Republican Party primary in the state of South Carolina, where frontrunner Donald Trump won.
Donald Trump continues his march toward the Republican nomination. He's won the last two contests, New Hampshire, now South Carolina. The upcoming Super Tuesday primaries, mostly in the southern states, that should help Donald Trump as well. So this was a big boost with a victory in South Carolina.
For Republican candidates Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, a virtual tie for second place. Jeb Bush suspended his campaign Saturday night after getting votes only in the single digits. Republicans Ben Carson and John Kasich, each of whom appeared to garner less than 8% of the votes, have indicated their campaigns will continue. Uganda's Electoral Commission has named incumbent leader Yoweri Museveni the winner of Thursday's presidential election, but the main opposition party is rejecting the results as fraudulent. EU election observers say the ruling party distorted the fairness of the campaign and state actors created intimidating atmosphere. This is VOA News. A powerful cyclone with winds surpassing 300 kilometers per hour hit Fiji and its 900,000 residents Saturday, government imposing a nationwide curfew and declaring a month-long state of natural disaster. Local media reports say the superstorm caused power outages after making landfall, powerful damage to property here and there. Many domestic and international flights were canceled and hundreds of evacuation centers have been set up in Fiji. Afghan forces continue their offensive against Islamic State fighters in Nangarhar province in recent days. A government spokesperson claims they have killed dozens of militants. Only several days of fighting, and the government says most of the schools that have been closed by the militants have now been reopened. VOA's Bronwyn Benito has details.
A military offensive against Islamic State in Nangarhar's Achin district continued for a fourth day, clearing areas once under IS control. The militants had captured this unpaved and dangerous road, but now local residents came out to see government forces taking it back.
The children's school you see over there, Islamic State used to plan its evil activities there and then carry them out.
They fled from here and left behind everything.
Government forces say they are targeting IS militants who are shooting at them. This time, they say, they killed dozens of fighters and wounded many more. Afghan security forces say they will not stop their operations in the area until the IS group is eliminated. I'm Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Mourners attended a Roman Catholic funeral mass Saturday here in Washington for Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, lauded as a giant of the law and the most influential justice of his era. One of the late justice's nine children, Paul Scalia, a Roman Catholic priest, delivered a homily to the congregation during the service. He recalled his father's devotion to God and country. Vice President Joe Biden had a distinguished group of people, of officials, dignitaries, families, and friends, in attending the service for Scalia, who died 1 week ago at the age of 79. President Obama is going to Cuba next month, becoming the first sitting American president to visit Havana nearly 90 years. Said he will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro to discuss how they can continue normalizing relations. The president added that he will speak candidly about our serious differences with the Cuban government on democracy and on human rights. An Italian author, Umberto Eco, has died at the age of 84, ending a writing career spanning decades.
That's the latest world news from VOA.